Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is August the 21st. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids from all around the world through the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, reading these amazing stories. Today's story comes to us from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. Then we finish our reading in Psalm 57, verse 1. Well, Jesus told about two people who talk to God in totally different ways. Which prayer do you think pleases God more? Let's read and find out from Luke chapter 18. One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him, repeatedly saying, "Give me justice in my dispute with my enemy." The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, "I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant requests." Then the Lord said, "Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant them justice quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith?" Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer, "I thank you, God, that I'm not a sinner like everyone else, for I don't cheat, I don't sin, and I don't commit adultery. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week and give you a tenth of my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, "Oh God, be merciful to me, for I'm a sinner." I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Wow. The tax collector's prayer pleased God because this man came humbly to God, truly sorry for his sins. The Pharisee, on the other hand, not only boasted that he wasn't a sinner, but he also bragged about how good he was. The truth is that we are all sinners in need of God's forgiveness. No one is good enough. When we pray, follow the tax collector's example. Come with a humble attitude, recognize your need for God's forgiveness. Then God will honor your prayer. This is what Psalm 57, verse 1 says. "Have mercy on me, God. Have mercy on me. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the danger passes by." Well, there you have it. We've done it again. We've spent some time in the Bible. And we've learned something about prayer. About humility in prayer, about recognizing our need for God. Well, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy and you remember this. You remember that you're loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.